Lissera, and welcome back to Spotlight on Britain's headquarters.
Yes, there is something quite interesting happening in May, the whole of May. It's in relation to the Fête de l'Europe, which is Europe's month. AIKB is organising a quiz, a giant quiz, which this year will be on sport. European sports. So we are planning on producing 17 panels, one panel per country, and those panels will be exhibited on the Mary's Wall outside the Mary, and people will be able to play the quiz and win a prize, which we haven't decided what yet. That would be the surprise. But the plan of action is that this is going to bring many people in Gwarec, discover Gwarec and participate at the quiz.
So the quiz is based on different sports?
That's right.
That's right, OK. And so any example?
We've got all sorts, but it's going to be sports that you wouldn't expect in a country. So it's, like, for example, I've brought my documents with me here. Let's have a look. For example, you've got in, let's see here, golf, for instance. We've got in the Netherlands, which you wouldn't really expect there, this type of things. And then, so you've got a text about the sport and the country, and then at the end, obviously, you've got some questions, and you'll have, you know, you've got a selection of answers. You select them, you choose them,
so,
you play
so
the quiz.
Multiple choice,
yes,
answers,
that's
right. Because obviously, I mean, there are people who are very sporty, who know everything about every sport, about every dart you throw, what it's going to be worth and how it works. But there are people who are maybe not so well informed.
But the answer will be in the text.
Okay.
So you'll have the panel, you'll have half of the panel with a nice picture of the sport and underneath a text about the country and the sport, and then underneath you'll have the question with three or four questions, answers, possible answers.
Multiple choice, I think.
That's right. And you just select the right answer that you will have found in the text, so anybody can play.
And it's so easy. Will the text, will it be in English and French or...?
So the panels, the large panels, will be in French. So the ones that will be exhibited against the Mary's Walls will be in French. But we're going to do two versions on a smaller scale, which one version will be in English and one version will be in Breton. So we're working on the Breton translation at the moment. The original text was in English. It was produced by a journalist called Pori Coy. I've done the translation into French. And so far, things are going smoothly. We're getting ready for the 1st of May.
Okay. So it's outside the wall, along the by the Mary.
Yes.
And how do people, as it were, sign up for it? Do they go into the Mary or is it
So we are
random?
Currently thinking about that.
Okay.
There'll be a voting box outside, and underneath you'll have drawers where you can select your questionnaires. So there you'll have a questionnaire in French, questionnaire in English,
okay,
a questionnaire in Breton. So obviously several copies of each, and people will just help themselves fill in, go around the Mary, read all the panels, and then once they've filled in all the questions, then they'll just put their answer in the box.
Like a ballot box.
That's right.
With their name and contact details.
That's right. So,
on it.
Yes, exactly.
So do you have to do, would you have to do all the panels or could you
yes.
just... Okay.
Ideally, you know, you need to answer all the questions.
17.
It should be quite
good. Well, also, particularly if they're not your regular sports, like, as I say, tennis or ping pong.
That's right. And also that will give the opportunity for people to see the Mary's gardens. That it's a side of the Mary that people don't go to. So that would be an opportunity because they'll have to go all around the building.
Yes.
So.
And the gardens are now very much up to spec, you know, I think, aren't they?
That's right.
Been a lot of work there. Does it cost anything to do this?
No.
Or no?
It's free.
All free.
It's free.
And are there any refreshments available or anything like that?
I don't think so.
No.
It's just people who will be passing.
Well,
it's for the locals. It's for the holiday makers. Obviously, we're going to advertise quite a lot with posters a bit everywhere so people can't miss it. And so now it's just free of charge. They play the game and they may win the prize. So
whatever the prize is.
Whatever the prize is.
Whatever,
for the time being.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So What will it benefit? What is the outcome? What is it aimed at? Particularly, it's all part of Europe Month.
And yes, that's
just advertising Europe Month.
Yes, exactly. And it's also, because it's on sport, it's the idea is to link it to the Olympic Games as well. That's why we chose that theme this year. That's it.
So it will actually, in its way, indirectly promote Europe Month, which will be happening all over.
That's right. Imagine. Yes.
Britain and France. Well, all over the place.
All over the place. That's right.
And you've got your 17 panels. Countries. Yes. 17 panels.
Yes. Well, we haven't used them all, but you'll have to come and see.
Absolutely. Well, let's say, fingers crossed, that the weather has decided. We have a little sparkle of it briefly, and let's hope that beginning of May, that we can enjoy, people can come and enjoy a morning or an afternoon.
Yes,
participating
exactly.
But how will they know? When does it finish? End of May.
It's really from the 1st until the 31st of May.
1st to 31st, and then the winner will be
within probably a couple of weeks later. Okay. We'll be able to do a presentation. We'll have contacted the winner by then. Right. And
very exciting.
That's it.
There we go.
Yes.
Well, well done on all the time that you're putting in preparing this.
Because yes, it takes a lot of time.
It does take. These things do not happen overnight.
Exactly.
There's a great deal to do, and we'll do our best to promote it for you.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, Sarah, for your time.
Thanks.